A More Beautiful Life podcast, recognizing, appreciating, and integrating earliest life experiences. There are times in our lives when we all yearn for something. More contact with others, a special relationship, a better job. More time to oneself, more respect, more love, more support, or well, anything. It can all be summed up in wanting a more beautiful life. You just fill in the blank for what equals beauty for you. My specialty is healing our earliest traumas to discover our truest nature. I've been working at understanding this paradigm for a long time. Since 1999, when a client remembered her birth during a craniosacral session. She explained to me that she felt healing her birth experience would relieve her lifelong depression. That experience took hold of me with such passion so that years later I'm filling in the gap between our ancestral past and our present lives with recognition of our earliest life experiences starting preconception. It involves appreciating how we adapted to our difficulties and then integrating any overwhelming experiences into our current lives. Welcome to A More Beautiful Life. This podcast includes luminaries from the fields of infant mental health, prenatal and perinatal psychology, colleagues and experts in trauma resolution, advanced body workers, clients who want to share their stories, authors of pivotal books and articles, and people who, in my opinion, have sought out a more beautiful life. Join me, Kate White, and our honored guest as we explore a more beautiful life. Enjoy. Today on the show, I have Shauna Williams and Elisheva Rose Kalfin Elbaz. Shauna Williams says in her bio, "My personal and professional experiences as an African-American woman dealing with motherhood, mental health, trauma, and resilience led me to develop my own business, SW Doula, in 2017. As the owner and lead practitioner, I provide integrative perinatal wellness services, lactation care, clinical counseling, and professional consultation services to those that increase risk of negative emotional and physical health outcomes during pregnancy and the postpartum period. I also serve as an adjunct professor of social work at Widener University, where I teach classes in generalist social work practice, trauma therapy, and family therapy. Over the last 20 years or so, I have developed my experience in the fields of birth work, sexuality education and counseling, diversity education, case management, and psychotherapy. I'm also a PhD candidate at Widener University's Center for Social Work Education, where my research focuses on Black women, maternal and infant health outcomes, pregnancy after loss, and the impact of historical trauma. I serve as a member of several perinatal-focused community organizations, including Petaway Pursuit Foundation and the Delaware County Breastfeeding Coalition, and she resides in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Elisheva Rose Kalfin Elbaz. They are a very interesting person for me. They have served with me as colleague and friend, and we've done quite a few things together. They say in their bio, "My personal experience was pregnancy loss in my early 20s, and my family lineages of healing practice inspired me to do this work. I started my practice in 2011, and I am a somatics practitioner, craniosacral therapist, full-spectrum doula, and facilitator. I'm also a student of traditional Yehudi Irvi healing practices. I work with parents, babies, and adults, healing trauma related to perinatal period, preconception through postpartum, and childhood intergenerational patterns, and supporting teens and adults in exploring gender and sexual identity. My academic background is in narrative medicine, and I used to teach clinical relational skills to medical students. I am Yehudi Ivri and white European with a mixed class of background. I'm trans, queer, and neurodivergent. Witnessing the grave lack of embodied anti-racist education and perinatal psychology trainings inspired me to co-create this project. I currently live in Lenni Lenape Land in West Philadelphia and grew up on Duwamish Land in Seattle, Washington. I'm currently a nursing student, graduating in May 2023. Please enjoy this conversation that I have with them about their upcoming workshop, or actually educational offering, in the online school on birthing wisdom. I certainly welcome their really wonderful views on how we can nourish all of us and include and reclaim parts of us that are often left out in traditional birthing education and practices. And today on the show, I have two friends and colleagues who are bringing their message of birthing wisdom to the online school. And it's my pleasure to have Shauna Williams and Elishava Kalfin Elbaz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kate.
It's really nice to have you here. And we've been sort of talking a little as we've been getting ready to talk more about this class that you're going to be offering coming up at the end of February, starting just this four-week course on birthing wisdom, caring for families and ourselves in the perinatal period. And I've been getting to know you, Shauna. I haven't met you before, even though I've heard a lot about you from Elishava. And I would love for just to get started with the two of you, please talk a little bit about your perspective and what you're bringing, and you know what kind of brought you to be teaching this class. Shauna, how about you go first?
Sure. Again, thank you for having us, Kate. I am coming from a perspective of someone who is a birth worker. I am a trained doula and also a lactation counselor. And I also am coming from the mental health practitioner perspective. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, perinatal mental health therapist who specializes in working with Black families experiencing pregnancy after loss or fertility challenges. I also do work with young therapists who are interested in coming into the field. I do some work specifically with those who are interested in working with the perinatal population in my internship program. I also teach trauma therapy and human behavior and family therapy at a local university where I'm from. And I also do work with Postpartum Support International's National Maternal Mental Health Hotline, that the work they do in collaboration with HRSA. So those are the perspectives I'll be bringing to this work, aside from my personal perspectives of being a parent and a trauma survivor myself, related to my birth and fertility experiences.
Okay. Wow. And you teach at Widener University, and that's near Philadelphia, or?
Yes, it's in Delaware County outside of Philadelphia. I teach there, and I also am a PhD student, and my research looks at Black maternal health outcomes, specifically Black families in pregnancy after loss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Shauna. Elishava?
Hi, thank you also for having us. I'm happy to be having this conversation with you, Shauna, and with you, Kate. So I come from a perspective, multiple perspectives. I am a current nursing student, and I have worked as a birth doula and full spectrum doula, so working with people prenatally and during birth and postpartum, and then also doing some reproductive health doula work, so accompanying people through abortion procedures and other like gynecological and reproductive health procedures. And then I also have training in trauma therapy. I studied with Anna Chitty, and then also studied biodynamic cranial sacral therapy, also with Anna Chitty and John Chitty, and studied pre and perinatal therapy with Myrna Martin. So I have a background, that's my professional background, and my work in my private practice has been a lot with other healthcare providers, birth workers, people in some kind of helping, healing profession, and also a lot of work with other trans people queer people, young people in their own gender and sexuality, identity formation processes, and other neurodivergent people, people on the autism spectrum, people with ADHD, other neurotypical ways of experiencing themselves in the world. And I think that it very much also, I wouldn't be have done any of those things professionally if it wasn't for my own experience of a second trimester pregnancy loss, like a stillborn, giving birth to a stillborn baby when I was 23, and what transformed in me by being able to integrate that grief and loss experience and a sort of shocking trauma experience. And that really put me more on the path of what I think was my destiny anyway, but it sort of like nudged me to face into what was most painful, but also what I was most interested in, and the work that I needed to proceed into as a young person.
Yeah, well, you have. I mean, you've pursued it ever. And I don't know what age you were when I met you those years ago, but you've been consistently following, and it's not an easy path, really. You have to have a lot of agency to commit yourself to doing these things. And also for you, Sean, I mean, getting your PhD, I mean, that's hard. And you two have really been committed, it feels like, to audiences that are professionals who are learning as well as living with some of these layers of experience. And so I have really enjoyed talking with you about your perspectives. And I know also myself, being in the pre and perinatal field for now almost 30 years, that I've enjoyed watching over the last 5 years things become much more aware, or the need for consciousness around, like, how can we begin to shed the light on what needs to be seen. And I feel like the class that you are bringing and the perspectives that you have are really helping shine the light on how people are exposed to not only trauma, but some of the other things we talked about, like health inequities and medical racism. And they live in this, and we don't talk about it enough. So I would invite you, please come talk. Tell us what you know about these things.
Well, I think when we were talking about issues of reproductive justice, medical racism, and oppression in the ways in which it intersects with experiences of conception, birth, pregnancy, and postpartum, I think that what is so important about what you said, Kate, around this consciousness and awareness raising is that there isn't, and there hasn't been one. And even when there has been identified this intellectual aspect of, oh, there's maternal mortality, it impacts Black women more significantly and Indigenous families significantly, and queer folks, there's not enough research on that. And, you know, at the research level, but people are not necessarily ready to really talk about the way that it actually embodies itself within you while you are pregnant and coming to appointments and you're hearing a medical professional. I think one of the things we talked about right before we started this conversation was the fear that many women of color and Black women and Indigenous women experience, Indigenous folks and Black folks, thinking about having children and what they will face. As I watch some of the folks that I am in connection with who are coming in and the experience of being misgendered at every single appointment, what that actually does in your body. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that I was introduced to really the concept of perinatal and prenatal psychology in my work with Alesheva, in training with Alesheva, because in the therapy world, we were kind of just starting to wrap our hands around trauma and the somatic aspects of it. And this wild concept that we need to understand that it's there and heal it from a body-based perspective. And then bringing that concept into people having what many expect to be the happiest time of their life, when really there's so many complex layers that aren't addressed. So that's really what comes to mind, in that there is not a consciousness around or an awareness of the internal experience and how that then impacts the environment and even the relationship one has with their baby throughout the process of the perinatal period.
Right. Well, I would love to go further into the details around some of the things you just said, Shauna. But Elisheva, do you want to say anything too?
Yeah, thank you, Shauna. That was really beautiful to listen to. And I think building on that, I really agree that I think often when we're talking about health inequity, especially as it relates to racialized trauma and racism in medical industrial complexes, specifically in birth and perinatal health, that it's often we're like, or maybe not we, but many people are often talking about it very theoretically, talking about statistics, and really leaving out, like, this is not a theory, these are not numbers, it's like literally how someone's body is impacted, how their whole experience is, right? We are not experiencing things from outside our body, we're experiencing them through and within our bodies. And then also in the pre and perinatal, like, psychology professional communities, which are really white dominated, there's this sort of fairy tale optimal birth, like painting a picture of like, oh, this is this like wonderful way that it could be. And it's presented in this like imaginary world that where there is no power structures, there's no structural oppression, there isn't like intractable racism, that are these like power structures outside of any individual's control, that are not, you know, people are impacted by these by this violence and by these structures, not in relationship to like who they are as individuals. It's just state violence. It's not like personal. And so, but it has great personal impact. And so oftentimes all these things are talked about in separation and in silos. And Shauna and I, in our conversations and work together on what we want to teach about together in a collaborative and integrating way of all of our experience and perspective, is really bringing it all together. So we can't really talk about birth or understand what might come up for ourselves as professionals or what might be coming up for someone in their own birth process if we're also not talking about what their prenatal visits were like. How are they treated or viewed by nurses or midwives or any of the other professionals that are part of who's caring for them in the healthcare experience and in that birth process? We can't separate it from what's the political environment, what's happening in terms of racialized trauma in the neighborhood, in the community, in the country. All of these things are shaping what a newborn is, what a baby is feeling in utero, right? Like, we know that in utero, a child or fetus, a baby is sensing what's happening outside in order to prepare their body as best they can to what's the environment going to be like. And so when we work with adults, they are shaped by those earliest experiences, right back to what was the context of conception and the in utero pregnancy time, the birth and postpartum experience. And so I think a lot of what we like to talk about is scaling between micro and macro, mm-hmm. and helping people to understand and look at the context in which things are happening. And oftentimes people already know, but we're just sort of like fortifying or shining a light on the understanding that's already there, maybe just like pointing to it and talking about it.
Well, I'm wondering if you could sort of paint a picture of the context for our listeners. Like, if you could pick one facet of something that you would like for us to know? I'm sure there's lots of facets on this, you know, this birthing wisdom place that you all are trying to illuminate. Pick one and sort of tell us about it.
Well, I think what I'd like to start with, and I don't know if this is necessarily where you were, you know, guiding us, Kate, but I think it's important to talk about why this particular course was focused on doulas and birth workers and perinatal care workers and folks, anyone who serves people who are pregnant or parenting in their earliest phases. Part of what we have seen happen, both in the medical field and in the birth work field and in other aspects of social folks who are pregnant and parenting, is that there is a lot of information you're given, a lot of facts, but there's not much discussion about what's happening for the family somatically, emotionally, and internally and within their dynamics. And you're not given much information about how that then impacts you. So for example, as a Black doula, when I come in to support a family, often I specialize in working with Black families who have already had experiences of trauma, like pregnancy loss. And so they're already coming in with some fear and really not in a place where they're experiencing much peace or joy in their pregnancy. So I want to illuminate that, but there's an internal struggle. There's a lot of double binds and areas where it feels like life and death constantly. And I want to empower them and advocate for them, but on top of what I'm talking about related to conscious pregnancy, and they're getting information about maternal mortality rates in the Black community. And so when I'm helping them by learning about how they can advocate for themselves and ways to navigate the ingrained racism in the medical industrial complex, then to go into birth with them and watch a provider say things to them that I know are not true. And I know when I've been with white families is not happening to them or being said to them. And in my role as a doula, I'm not to come in and say, they're lying to you. But instead, what I've been taught is to hold space for them to question and raise awareness around when something doesn't feel right, and to talk with one another, them and their support person and their partner, and say, we need more information, and to see even that request be met with disrespect. So when I go home at night and lay my head down and see, well, they had a healthy baby, everything should be okay, but I know they're not okay, and I'm not okay. And so what I see with the birth workers that I support, and part of my therapy practice, I offer support groups to process emotions that come up with birth. I see a lot of birth workers really burning out very quickly. And part of it is around those sorts of vicarious traumatization and compassion fatigue sort of experiences. But often it's about what's happening in their own body as they are watching these things happen to their families that they serve. And that's what I think is so important about this workshop in this class, is that that's really what we're talking about. Strengthening you to have that awareness and to know that it's not about, I don't know enough, or I'm not good enough, or I can't do this kind of work. But instead to know there's things that have been taken from me and the families I serve that could have grounded us and supported us and resourced us in these moments. Options that weren't available, systems that didn't respond the way they should. And how do we even start with that as just a way so that I can survive and thrive in this work and serve families going through it?
Wow, I almost feel like calling a pause, Sean, because that was beautiful. And I work a lot with people who have birth trauma, and the things that are told and said and the ways people are treated. I get it. I can't wait to hear more about all the things that you know and ways that you may help us be better professionals, be better humans to each other. Elisheva, do you have a facet that you want to sort of deepen into a little?
Yeah, I do. And I think it relates pretty closely to what Shauna shared about. I think a big theme, a thing I do with clients very regularly is we just actually describe very directly and clearly and honestly as much as we can about what's actually happening. Because a lot of times there's so much happening in birth space, in a pregnancy space, birth and postpartum, in anything related to reproductive health, I believe. There's so much happening that's not talked about. Like all these things are shaping the encounter. And it's all these layers of the present and all these layers of history. Like I'm very interested and have read and learned a lot about, and both in undergrad and graduate school, and then also just independently on the history of medicine. I think the history of obstetrics and gynecology as a medical subfield or specialty, and also the history of how birth got medicalized in the United States, the history of midwifery in the United States, all of that is very interesting to me. And I can really, each time I learn something and ask a story, an aspect of history, a dynamic of how something came about, you can feel it in the present. Like it's all there. And whatever pathway or context through which a healthcare provider is trained, the history of that particular tradition is like ingrained into the training, right? So like social workers have a history, medicine has a history, nursing has a history, midwifery has a history, et cetera. So that all is at play, but we're often not, it's not talked about. Like, you know, someone doesn't go into the birth room and be like, hi, so I'm seeing you through this like medical industrial complex lens through a white gaze. So that means I'm like seeing you as this person who doesn't really know what's good for themselves. And like, I feel really empowered to tell you like what I think is best for you and what choices you should make. Like no one's saying that. And, but it is what's happening. And then we feel it, but it's not talked about. It's super disorienting. And I often, that's just one example, but I often feel like just being like, what you're feeling is real. Let's say every true thing we can think of about what is actually happening or what happened that you're remembering and that we're working with. And this is something that I really fortified my understanding through learning with Reshma Menachem about recontextualizing trauma, recontextualizing experience, recontextualizing memory. So bringing as much context back, because often one aspect of trauma is, and trauma in the personal micro sense and also in the macro collective, like group level sense, is a stripping away of context. So like a postpartum parent might arrive home from the hospital or be the day after, you know, at home the day after their home birth and have all kinds of feelings, sensations, fears, flashbacks, memories, thoughts, concerns. And I think when there's trauma, often it feels really decontextualized. Like, wait, what just happened? And so working with orienting, grounding, other somatic tools like using your voice, movement, physical contact, all those, being alone or being with other people to co-regulate, all those things are really helpful. And that's something that we want to affirm and help people, you know, kind of deepen their practice and skill with those things. So often, I'm just collecting myself of like what I want to say next. Oftentimes when I'm working with people postpartum and they're sharing about their experience, it's a little like disjointed. So just really giving space to someone to tell their whole story and slow things down and recontextualize, especially those places where things get a little disorienting or confusing, or were really heightened, or maybe scary, or really exciting. And going from there, and everything we're saying about supporting people in the perinatal period also has to do with ourselves. Like, I started studying trauma and somatic therapy because I was going to birth and having my own getting really triggered in my pregnancy loss trauma. I was sometimes struggling with feeling like I was having flashbacks to my own loss experience, and then feeling like, oh, but I'm supposed to be here like supporting someone else, and I'm getting flooded with my own memories and trying to stay present, and then feeling guilty, like, am I not doing a good enough job for this person? But I also can't help that I'm getting triggered. How do I take care of myself while I'm also taking care of someone else? And what do I do with all that I witnessed when I go home after the birth? And maybe it was like 12 hours or 20 hours since I was home, and I have my whole experience, and then all of what I just witnessed, which also could include witnessing someone being harmed, witnessing someone being lied to, witnessing someone being mistreated. And that is traumatic. Like, we know that from the literature and from practice, mm-hmm. that witnessing someone being hurt and not be able to do something to alleviate that or stop that is so, so difficult for us as humans. And rightfully so, it's a healthy, accurate response. So that's also something that I also am always affirming with people, whether it's in teaching or in my private practice, is really affirming when someone's having an accurate, healthy response to what's actually happening. To be distressed at your being hurt yourself or seeing someone else be hurt is an accurate, very healthy response to what's happening. And so that's also part of what we talk about in the class, is recontextualizing, understanding our own responses and context of our experience and what we're witnessing, and helping people to see the skills and practices they already have and are using, and deepening them more.
Right. Well, it's going to be exciting to have you in the classroom and bringing this to us and having us practice together as a community, and really being able to take in your wisdom and maybe see some things a little differently, feel things a little differently, practice things a little differently. So the course that they're going to be teaching, for those of you out there listening, is called Birthing Wisdom, Caring for Families and Ourselves in the Perinatal Period. And it's part of the Sankofa Leda project, which seems to be a project that the two of you are committed to. Is that right? And is this going to be the beginning of other classes that are going to be helping us, you know, live better lives as humans? Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, I'll post your website in the show notes, along with other things that people can discover about you. And we'll complete for today. But so I just want to thank you very much for coming on the show. And I feel like I would like to know more, but we'll do that another time. So I like to ask you what I ask everyone that comes on my show, which is, what makes your life more beautiful? So I'm wondering who would like to respond first.
I could go, what makes my life more beautiful is knowing who I come from and where I come from, mm-hmm. and bringing as much love and presence to who I share my life with and spend my life with now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. Shauna?
What makes my life more beautiful is the laughter of my children. Mm-hmm. Really reflecting on the journey that we've gone through to get to this point. And sometimes I focus a lot on those past experiences and the world that awaits them. But in that moment, that mindful moment, I can just enjoy them and their pure joy.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming on the show. And I really look forward to learning from you, along with all the other professionals that will be coming. And hopefully we'll we'll be learning more from you in the future. So thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You've been listening to A More Beautiful Life podcast. To support our show, please go to Patreon / A More Beautiful Life.